Today we have Samira Kanodia, the founder of Just Delicious. Hi, I'm Anya Zaveri. Welcome back to The Story of You. This is a platform where young entrepreneurs get to share their journey with the world. My aim is to reach out to other kids and let them know that they can accomplish what they set their minds no matter the age. So Samira, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a baker when I grow up.
So who are your role models that drew you to this passion of yours?
So generally, I just see people bake. I follow Handle the Heat. So Tessa, she's inspiring me. Like, she shares recipes and she shows that when you fail, what you can do. So she really kind of helps.
Okay, so how are you getting there and what tiny steps have you taken to reach that goal out there?
So I've started baking. I have my own little bakery and we take orders. And I've had my own Instagram account so that we can grow and more people can see my content.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the next question is, is there any specific reason that you want to become a baker? Like, any specific reason behind why you want to become a baker?
So, I just enjoy, making something and experimenting and seeing different products I can make and decorate and stuff. So, I'm really into doing very artistic and decorating things. So, that's kind of why, I enjoy it a lot.
Okay. The next question is, so is there any school or place you want to visit? Like, I know many people want to visit. So is there any school that you want to visit that will help you in this career?
I don't have any specific in mind, but I feel like France would be a great place because it has a lot of baking places and schools. So I'd like to go to France and London baking things.
Yeah. There is actually, France is a really good country and many bakers are settled there. So yeah, even I think that would be a good idea. So how did you find this hobby of yours, that the passion you're pursuing today? Is there any story behind it that you would like to share?
So as I've grown up, my mom just kept making cookies and this cookie cake, which everyone loved. So then before the lockdown, maybe a few months ago, and again, I really enjoyed it. And then with COVID and so many poorer areas of the city, I thought that I should do my part and I should try and help out. And it started out as not taken seriously. So one night my mom just gave me the idea that I can sell my cookies, and I didn't have much experience and we took it as a joke. And then I just actually made a full list of what I want to do and how I can spread it. And we got in touch with a lot of people. And then I just kept finding recipes and experimenting. And I guess that's just how it started off. And now I just experiment, use recipes, see different people's work.
This whole thing you're saying, I really like your bread and your cookies and the cookie cake, not to miss out.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So, on to the next question. What do you need to do today to get where you want to be tomorrow?
So I need to kind of grow a bit so that people know some of my content that I create. And I want to perfect my recipe. So whenever I make something, there's always something missing, I feel. So I feel like it's going to help me if I perfect my recipes and maybe experiment a little bit. So when I experiment, I just get more ideas and think that tastes better and everything.
Yeah, so this was a very interesting thing to know about you. So what do you think is the difference you can make here in an industry that has so many people? So what's the difference you can make? What do you think?
I think that at least right now, I feel like I can help a lot of people because my entire point of the bakery is to give it to charities. So a lot of and they can get they need to kind of admit themselves in hospitals or have any medical help which they need, which they generally won't be able to afford. And what I think would be unique about my baking is I do it eggless and I experiment a lot, so there's a huge variety which I have, and I try and keep edit things and make it look more modern and better.
So all your money goes to charity. And so you're supporting all the poor people, and you're trying to make a change in how many people can't afford. So you're just trying to help them, just get everything right. So who inspires you the most? Is there anyone like you would want to share that inspires you the most?
So, as I said, handle the heat, Tessa. She and her friend, Baker by Nature, Ashley, they both really inspire me because they just do so much, and they actually earn money out of content creating and posting stuff.
That just felt really cool to me that while enjoying myself and having fun, I can actually make that a career for myself. So I guess they've just been a big starting point for me.
This is a question I think many people have in mind, and many so like how are your parents supporting this decision of yours? Like, how are they taking it that you want to be a baker? So
So in my family, there's not a lot of baking, just a few people, but like whoever's there in my house, they're very like happy that I'm finding something at such a young age that I actually want to be and that I enjoy so much, and that I'm making it into a career. And they'll like help me experiment, they'll help me research, they'll just be very supportive and kind.
when I fail or anything, they'll just be there and help me fix it. And they also buy my ingredients, which
tend to be sometimes costly, so I'm very like glad that I can get the support of my parents and family.
Yeah, that's what many people want, and the support of many people is hard to get. But since you have all the support, I hope that you can become a baker. And now the next, let's go to the next question. So, if there's one way you could convince your parents to let them know you really want to do this, like what would they say? What would you say to them? Like if they don't agree.
So first I would make one of like the craziest baked goods. So like I try and make something super innovative, super interesting and super delicious. So then I can just show them that I do have potential. And then I'll also show them what's useful. So like I can earn money out of having fun. I don't have to work day in and day out. I can do it at home and I can have everything done at home and it's not that tough. And I'd also
Tell them how much I enjoy the work I do.
and that it can really help me.
So how are you handling school, teachers, friends? So how can you like how are you like just managing so much at a time?
So obviously school is a big part of my day and I do have to study, especially with exams coming up. But I try to give myself a schedule. So I give 1 hour, half an hour to baking, and I always schedule my week that Mondays I'll bake and Tuesdays I won't, and I'll study the entire day. So I have like an entire schedule and timetable, so then everything's balanced out and studies aren't put on the side.
So you're basically trying to just batch everything up so you can bake a batch of something on Monday, and then you can finish your studying. So you're just batching up everything so it becomes easier, right?
Yeah, so it just helps, and I don't miss out on anything because, like, baking can also be a bit de-stressing for me with so much work to do and stuff. So it just really helps me that I have a timetable that everything's taken in part of it.
Yeah, our timetable really helps, and what you said about the schedule also really helps. So, on to our next question. So, how can your school teachers and friends support you? How do they support you? Any specific way that you'd like to share?
So my friends, they do share the word. So like if they order anything, they'll post on their stories, they'll tell their other friends, or they'll share my account and that they should order from me and that I have good stuff. And they'll just, even if they don't have any Instagram or any platform to share it, they just order from me as much as they can, so then they can help with the charity and I also get to bake more.
Yeah, I think that's a very nice thing. And I've ordered from you a couple of times, and I really like everything. I think the cake was fantastic. The bread was like perfect, like perfectly what you need in as a snack. So you've perfected the bread, I would say, and the cake.
Thank you.
So the next question. So when you some things don't turn out right, as sometimes they will, you know, how do you tell yourself like you can do better next time? You know, many times bakers had the wrong measurement of flour, or you know, just something goes wrong. So how do you just put that proper, just put that perfectly?
So generally, firstly, I would always tell my mom, "The mom, I've messed up. What can I do?" She gives as much as she can. She tries to fix it and help me out. But when we don't have anything, I'll just start from scratch and I'll remember what I've done wrong. So if I've measured the flour too much, then I'll just make sure that I don't do that same mistake again, because mistakes are the way to learn. So I try and just keep those small tips in mind and I try to fix it as much as I can.
Yes, yes, totally. So yeah, many times we do things wrong, and I think mistakes are the only way of learning. So the next question is, how many years have you been pursuing this?
So it's been just about a year. Like this month, it will be exactly a year. But I have baked since I was about maybe 8 or 9, but it wasn't as much. So like maybe once in a few months, I'll help my mom with the cookies or something like that. So how I've actually started to bake and experiment has been in the lockdown this year.
Yes, I totally agree with that, and I love your Instagram page.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the next question. So, how do you practice it to make it better? Is there any specific way? Like, what do you do to make this just better?
So, firstly, I try and find the perfect recipe, which either has been mentioned by a lot of people, and people really like it, or it just looks like it would make sense. And then I test it myself, and every time I mess up, I do it again and I try and perfect it. And I try and find as many tips as I can. So like supposing in a brownie, there was a lot of tips I could find online or by a specific person, which helped me make my brownies better and better and better. So those small tips really make a difference for me.
Uh-huh. So you mentioned it twice that, you know, like your mom was a really big support to your baking thing. Like you said that whenever you needed her, she was like there, right, to help you to make it better. So is your mom like your most, you know, supporter in the family, like the most, she supports you?
Yeah, so my mom and my grandmother are probably the most, because like my grandmother, she's like always enjoyed baking. She's probably one of the only people in my house who's actually baked for really long. So she helps me a bit with tips, or like she'll make my tart shells for me, which I can never manage to do and stuff. So she really helps me, and my mom's just supportive and she'll help me as much as she can, though she doesn't have a lot of baking experience.
Okay. So what are some key tips for this baking craze?
So firstly, I would try and make sure I didn't do much sugar or anything, so it's not too sweet and it's a bit more healthier.
Uh-huh. Many people have the problem with sugar and they like things more dark. So
yeah. So I try to see whoever like prefers dark chocolate, I'd use that and kind of customize it a bit. Then one tip that I try and always remember is that I shouldn't give up. Because a lot of the times I can mess up or I can't do it right or anything. So I just keep trying, and I have to remember that I can do this at the end. I shouldn't quit, and things wrong are going to happen. So I should find the solution the best. So that would be like my main tip.
And regarding what you spoke about customizing what the person likes. So like, What about preferences? If you talk about preferences, like many people don't like sugar, many people can't have sugar, they have sugar-free stuff. So do you bake according to people's thing? Like if someone tells you don't add sugar in my thing, like could you do it that way? Or you have a fixed thing that you can only kind of bake?
So the recipe stays the same, but I try to have a bit of a variety. So like I won't, like if it's not on the, so like I will give a list of things that you can customize yourself. So like supposing in the cupcakes, I give the vanilla and chocolate flavor for the cake, and I give the vanilla and chocolate flavor for the icing in any color they like. So it's not like anything you like in it. It has a limit, but it's just like a bit options and like dark chocolate, milk chocolate. And I have recipes for all of it. So it works.
and I'm gonna just ask a few more questions, and then we'll be going to moving forward to our rapid fire round. So one of the main questions I really want to ask is that, so how did you, like, did you create something that would help you build this? Like, I know that, you know, you have a page on Instagram and, you know, you promote it and stuff, but is there any specific way that you promote all this stuff and you make sure that many people kind of, you know about your brand? So how do you promote it across various platforms?
Instagram has been a huge help. But apart from that, I try posting on my Snapchat story or my WhatsApp status. I try and keep putting things so people can see my stuff. And also a lot of my friends also repost things and share it. So that's how I basically spread. Or like if someone asks me anything, I'll try and bring up this topic too. So then they know and they can actually check it out and everything.
Yes. So, you know, there's like one of my, so you give amazing, you sure do, the end product is amazing. That's all I know. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is there any key tips? Like, I know once you had actually told me that on a brownie, if you apply water, that's very good for the brownie. So any tips that you would like to give?
So it really depends on what you're making. Many people think that it's in the recipe, like the recipe has to be perfect. If it messes up, it's the recipe's fault, not mine. But mainly, like, I think that even those smallest changes can make a huge difference to your final product. So like supposing in the example you gave for the brownies, when I put the water on top, it gives the crinkly effect, and that's how most people like the brownies. And so, like, there's a lot of tips depending on what food it is. So, like, in cookies, I try and chill the dough. So, chilling the dough is a very important part. And, like, making sure not to overmix any batter or dough is very important. So, it really depends on what food and those small tips.
Yeah, I totally agree on that one. And are there any specific YouTubers that you want to recommend that are really good and that really...
So, what actually, like, whose recipe I used to use a lot because he used eggless was Shivesh. So he was one of the first people I saw on YouTube and Instagram, and that was really kind of helpful. He gave great great recipes which were eggless and all those little tips which really helped me. And yeah, so he was one of the first. And I
continue.
Yeah, and I also follow this girl named who's, she also does a lot of eggless recipes. Her thing is cupcake confession, and she gives eggless recipes. She gives great tips, and it's just really helpful and simple recipes which they give. So it's really helpful for me to just experiment a bit.
Yeah, and I think, you know, apart from YouTubers, what are some substitutes that, you know, you recommend? Like, many people, of course, you bake eggless, but do you know any substitutes for eggs that we could use? Because, you know, many people...
So generally I use yogurt or milk, so that really works well because the yogurt has a lot of things and it has perfect ingredient amount and everything. Of course, you have to change the amount you put depending on how many eggs. But generally, I use yogurt or milk. Then, or flax eggs are also very good because they're like an egg, just eggless. Then, I use condensed milk instead of eggs because then I can remove the sugar and the eggs. So, that works well too.
Works very well as a substitute for egg and sugar.
Yeah, so like if you want to, of course it has sugar in it, but and it's very sweet, it just really helps when you don't want to use eggs. And in things like macarons, because generally the eggless run out really well, I use aquafaba because it whips up and acts like an egg. So
can you repeat that ingredient again?
Aquafaba, so it's the chickpea liquid which you get especially from the cans, and you have to put it overnight and everything, so that is a great substitute when you're making macarons instead of eggs.
I did not know that yet. I wanted to make macarons for long, so I will try that out definitely. And you know, many people want a substitute for vegan. Many people are vegans, so they don't want milk and yogurt or anything. So is there something you can recommend for that?
So I've never really baked vegan, but a lot of people use coconut oil sometimes, if I'm not wrong, and the vegan butter. So yeah. Like, I've never baked vegan things because like veg is perfectly fine for me. But there are some people who I've seen give out great vegan recipes which seem to work.
And, you know, there's one more thing that I'm going to ask. So many people use chocolate chips, and in a cookie, like in a chocolate chip cookie, would you use dark chocolate chips, milk chocolate chips, or like, you know, a mix of both?
So generally I use a mix if I don't know what the person prefers. So in my house, most of us like dark chocolate. So I do like a good mix because some people don't like milk, don't like dark chocolate, and some don't like milk. And if supposing I know a specific friend of mine prefers milk chocolate, then I'll add in that. So it really depends.
Okay. So, and any brands that you would recommend, like for milk, you should use this brand. It comes really nice. So any brands you want to recommend for milk, condensed milk, chocolate chips?
So for chocolate, I generally use the Morde for milk, dark, Rayol compound. And there's a shop that we have in Bombay called Arif. So they have literally everything you need. They have from chocolate chips to cake pans to molds to everything you need in baking. So most of my supplies are from their shop. So that just has a lot of variety.
Yeah, yeah, I know of the shop. And you know, I've heard that Modri doesn't actually make a very good fudge. So is that true?
Yeah, so for fudge, you want real chocolate. You want the richest chocolate you can get. So supposing if you want like a very milk flavor, you can use a dairy milk. That would have a better flavor because it's a real chocolate with cocoa butter.
And Modi is a compound chocolate, right?
So they do give real chocolate, but it's not as rich as like a normal chocolate bar which you'd get.
So is can lint be made into fudge?
Yeah, lint's great. Like I don't use it a lot in baking because it's very expensive, especially for orders, but it should make a very good fudge since it's very creamy and it has a very good flavor and it's very rich.
And you know, I've heard there's this new thing. I don't know if it's new, but it sets, you know, if you want to take your cheesecake or something to a different place, you can use agar agar. So do you use that in your cake?
So we don't use agar agar. I don't think we get it a lot here. I've never used it personally. So I don't have much experience with it.
I think agar agar is a substitute to gelatin because many people don't eat gelatin. So it's like a vegetarian gelatin.
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of people use it in marshmallows and everything like that. But personally, I have never seen it. I've never used it.
And now for the rapid fire round. So what's your easiest thing to bake?
Brownies.
Toughest thing to bake?
My chocolate mocha cake.
Favorite thing to bake?
Brownies.
Most opted thing in the family to make?
Lava cake.
And the last question is that, so basically many people in like your most preferred, you know, chocolate to use, milk, dark, white?
Dark chocolate.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Thank you so much, Amira. And I'm gonna send it to you after it's done.
Okay, cool.
Thank you so much, Masakal. Let me just stop recording.